The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
When I was growing up, we always made something big out of the 4th of July. It was a special family time, and we were made to know that the day was indeed a high point, a day for thankfulness. Now, in these, my adult years, the 4th of July is still a big day. But, unlike the years gone by, when the day's emotion was exciting and uplifting, now it is characterized more by mixed sensations and reactions. Oh, yes, in the 4th of July I feel tremendous pride. Pride in the uniqueness of America. She stands today, as she has always stood, head and shoulders above the other nations of the world. I thrill to the blessings of America, the abundance that we see on every side, and so often take totally for granted. I thrill at the history of America. But as I feel pride on July 4th, I also feel anger on that day. First of all, because I see the drive to globalize America, rather than letting her stand as a unique individual nation. No, now we feel the pounding of the boot of humanism, as we are told that we should internationalize what we have. Moreover, on every side I hear people belittling the blessings of America, making us feel guilty because we have what God has given to us. Thirdly, I feel anger at the desecration of America's history. So many times today, we hear people slandering the heroes of our nation's building, cutting them down, making them appear less than the greats they were. Perfect? Oh, no, they weren't that. But they were great men, heroes used of God to build a great land. And fourthly, I get very angry when I hear people mislabeling the accomplishments of America, calling it with a sneer, imperialism, or decrying the enslavement of the masses. That's nothing but communism and socialism talking. July 4th, not only do I feel pride and anger, but also I feel great danger lurking. For I wonder, how many more July 4ths can there be? Oh, the enemy advances, Christian ladies, while we relax. No, they're not necessarily many, but those enemies are desperately mean, and they're constantly on the advance against our country. You and I, right here in our homes, ought to enlist ourselves in behalf of America. Enlist in that we give daily thanksgiving for the freedoms we enjoy here. Enlist by speaking out against the attacks that take place constantly against her, whether they be obvious or subtle, whether they come from within or from without. And enlist in that we petition God in behalf of our nation. Just as surely as in Old Testament times, so today we can claim that promise found in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land."
If you would like to share specific domestic or spiritual concerns, Mrs. Jones would be happy to hear from you. Just write, Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.